And now, the life of Mary Southern. Today may be the fateful one in the lives of Mary Southern and Max. Charles Cheney, star witness for the prosecution, takes the stand against Max today. Mary, waiting for Daddy Sarcher to take her to court, has just left the children's room. She re-enters her own bedroom, stops before the framed picture of her husband, smiling boyishly at her from the dresser. The faint, sweet smile illumines Mary's face as she studies the rugged features of the man she loves. And what thoughts are passing through her troubled mind?
Dear Max, this is the day. But keep on grinning as you did that day when you took the picture. I tried to brush your hair, remember? But it kept curling right up again. My husband, you meant so well. You always mean so well. You only wanted to lead the syndicate into a trap to expose them all, and you wanted to be caught with them to prove to me how unworthy you were of my love. And so they caught you in a trap of your own making and your innocence. They won't send you to prison. But if they do, I'll be waiting for you. So we both have fights on our hands here. But no matter what happens today, or forever after for our life, we belong to each other. They can't draw us apart. Not yet. That's very sad for me. Goodbye, Max. Farewell and hail. And perhaps farewell again.
Coming, Daddy Stratford. Coming.
Order. Order, please. Order in the court. Order, please. Mr. McGraw, is the state ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. Summon your next witness.
Call Charles Cheney to the stand.
Mr. Charles Cheney. Take the stand.
Now, baby, now. Hold my hand, please.
Raise your right hand. Don't we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you?
Yeah.
Name, please.
Cheney, Charles Cheney.
Repeat it, please.
Now, Mr. Cheney, just relax. You're among friends. I want you to feel perfectly at ease.
Yes, sir. I'm okay.
Good. Now then, Mr. Cheney, will you please glance around the trial table? Now, which of the men seated there do you recognize? Take your time now. You do know at least one of the men very well, don't you?
Counsel is leading the witness, Your Honor.
You may do so to assist in refreshing the witness's memory. Witness will please answer the prosecutor's question.
Well, I know that one there.
Him?
No. With the rumpled hair.
Will you please rise, sir? Thank you. Now, Mr. Cheney, this is the man you indicate. What is his name?
Max Sanders.
Uh-huh. You may sit down, Mr. Sanders. Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Cheney, tell us just what was your... Function, your connection with this gambling ring that attempted to gain a foothold in Sanders.
Well, you see, I was only a front kind of, see, that's all. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a business agent. It was my job to go around finding good spots to put in gambling joints, making all the business arrangements.
How did Max Sanders happen to have anything to do with you?
Well, he's got control of this empty hotel, which is a dark, it's a good location for a gambling layout. So we got together.
I see. You got together. Uh-huh. Well, now, did Max Sanders often mention that his position of influence in town would simplify things for your organization?
Object. Irrelevant and prejudicial.
The same.
Tell the court then, Mr. Cheney, did Max Sanders assist you in any other way, whatever, in setting up this gambling establishment?
What?
Don't look at the defendant, please, Mr. Cheney. Look at the jury.
Well, nothing, except that he helped arrange everything.
Uh-huh.
seems that the wheels and the game savings and stuff get down from the express office in good shape and then into the hotel.
I see.
Now, all through this organization period, you are his close associate and accomplice?
Objection. Counsel is again leading the witness.
Objection sustained.
I must object to counsel's indiscriminate use of the term accomplice. The presupposes the defendant's complicity, which the prosecution still has very much to prove. I move that the word accomplice be struck from the record.
And I contest that. Why, a magician or a sleight-of-hand performer also has an accomplice.
And that's a very honorable and legal work. I see no reason, therefore, why in this
the implication of the word accomplice are clearly evident in your question.
Shall I send for a dictionary for the learned counsel for the defense, Your Honor?
Gentlemen, please. There will be no more such unseemly offers. Counsel for either side will address the court and not each other. Continue, Mr. McGraw.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Now, Mr. Cheney, how often did you have occasion to speak to Max Sanders?
Well, we was together quite a bit, I guess. We talked a lot together.
When?
During the arrangement?
Oh, no. Lots of times. Even afterwards, we had friendly little chats.
Oh, then you and Max Sanders were rather good friends, huh? You weren't just a business acquaintance.
Well, sure. Max was a good guy. He wasn't like us. Me, that is.
Just answer yes or no. I move that everything after the witness said sure be struck from the record as being unresponsive.
Strike it out.
Now, tell us some more about this friendship between you and Max Sanders.
Well, for example, once his kid sister's having a baby, see? She's married to Danny Stratford, you know. Well, they can run into me and Max and Doc Benson, and man, don't we drop our guns quick and don't...
What? You said you dropped your guns?
Oh, didn't he? I deny that. You've been hearing...
Well, will the court stenographer please read back Mr. Cheney's testimony?
They come running to me and Max and Doc Benson, and man, don't we drop our guns quick or in.
Thank you. Now then, Mr. Cheney, there were you, Max, and this Dr. Benson present. Surely Dr. Benson, the physician, wasn't armed. And you said we dropped our guns. Now, who else beside you possesses a pistol?
Well, I guess it was Max.
And what do you mean when you said you dropped your guns?
Well, we just dropped them, that's all.
On the floor, I suppose?
No. In our pockets.
Why did you have them out? Look at the jury, Mr. Cheney. Why were your pistols not in your pocket? Now, remember, you're under oath to tell the truth and the whole truth.
Well, I guess we were just cleaning it.
Oh.
Yeah, they was awful filthy dirty.
Yes, I see. Then you must have been using them a lot to be cleaning them.
Now, mister, don't get me wrong. I was...
Who are you holding at the points of your guns, if not Dr. Benson?
Objection, Your Honor, objection.
Please, everyone. Tell them, Mr. Cheney. Tell them the whole truth. Tell them.
Quiet, please.
Order in the court. Order. Quiet, please.
This is entirely irregular. Go on.
Well, me and Max was holding Doc Benson up. Yeah, that was it.
And why did you so threaten an unarmed physician? Don't look at Mrs. Sanders. Address the jury, please.
John, that is Doc Benson. He wanted to call in the cops and raid the gambling
house. I see. He wanted to call a raid on you, and of course that was unthinkable. Thank you, Mr. Cheney. That will be all. Prosecution rests.
Poor Cheney. You tried to show that Max wasn't one of you or your kind at all. And you've just given the last shred of evidence that's more than enough to send your friend to prison.
$220.